The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Dana joins us for Am I Wrong? Hi, Dana. What's wrong?
Hey, so I got in a huge fight with my boyfriend.
Oh.
We decided when we weren't going to do Christmas presents this year.
Oh.
That we were both just going to, like, put in money for a trip. We were going to wrap the tickets and, like, open them on Christmas morning, and that was going to be it, right?
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Where are you guys going?
We're headed out on a cruise.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, but I was cleaning the other day, and I was going through, you know, his drawer and, like, straightening thing up, and I found this gorgeous pair of earrings that are obviously very expensive because there was a receipt with them.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, these are beautiful, but on the other hand, like, we discussed that we weren't doing presents, that it was just going to be the trip.
Yeah.
So I confronted him.
Are you sure they were for you?
Well, if they weren't, this is going to be a very different phone call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
So I went to him and I was like, hey, these are great, but this is not what we agreed upon, you know? And it's like, I can't just, you know, I spent all this money on the trip and, like, I can't just go out and get him, you know, like a Rolex or something,
right,
you know, on top of that. And he got mad at me.
Why did he get mad at you?
Because you were snooping?
Because you were getting mad at him for buying you earrings?
Well, the thing is, it's like, that's just not what we agreed upon, you know?
Right.
It's like a verbal agreement that we weren't doing gifts.
Right.
And it's very sweet that he got earrings. Like,
yeah.
You know, I think that's very, very sweet, but it doesn't make it fair, and it doesn't make it, you know,
right,
make it what we agreed upon.
Because Christmas is all about fairness. All right, what's your boyfriend's name?
Chris.
Okay, let's call Chris and find out why he's such a bastard to buy you these
what a
really
jerk
expensive
bag.
Earrings.
Hello?
Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey.
Doing well. How are you?
Good. What's so funny?
I don't know. Nothing. Never mind.
Oh, okay. All right.
He probably thinks it's weird that we're calling him.
I thought he would have said this show, but I guess not. All right. Well, Chris, listen, we've got Dana on the phone, too, your lovely girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. And she called us to find out why you were such a weasel. Went behind her back and bought her some really expensive diamond earrings for Christmas.
Weasel?
Well, I'm paraphrasing.
She's just mad because she didn't get you anything, and that's, like, not what you guys agreed on.
Right, Danny, you said it wasn't fair, right?
Yeah. It's not fair for him.
Agreed, Schmied, whatever.
You what?
Agreed, Schmied.
Agreed, yeah, okay, we agreed. Yeah, agreed, Schmied, whatever.
Oh, agreed, Schmied, I get it. That's cute. So why did you get her the earrings in addition to the trip that you guys, you know, agreed to meet on?
Because she's awesome and I love her.
That's like the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah, but she's upset because she didn't get you anything. Dana, is it that you didn't get him anything, or you didn't want him to get him anything, or you just can't afford to get him anything, or?
No, I mean, I can't really, like, afford to do more. Like, you know, it just makes me feel really bad.
I think it's just a gift, and I think you just say thanks, like, figure that part on your own. I mean, if you'd like, I can get you some therapy for Christmas, too. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh, yeah, now you're just going to.
Yeah.
Just, okay. 340-9595. Elaine, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Great, Elaine. What do you want to say about this weird Am I Wrong situation here today?
Well, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I kind of did the same thing with my boyfriend at the time. He's my husband now, but
yeah.
I did the opposite. You know, I was the one that was giving overboard. We had agreed upon a certain amount, and I kind of went a little overboard, and I kind of understand where she's feeling. He felt really bad, you know, that he didn't go, and it just, you know, wasn't as, you know, pleasant of a day, I guess, you know, with the gift giving
right.
And stuff. And I totally understand. I thought, well, what if he put his shoes in other feet? What if she did this, you know? And I know you know, they love each other and they're great and stuff, but then you also have to start getting into, you know, you made these agreements and you got to stick by them. And if, you know,
right.
If you're going to last in a relationship, you've got to, you know, stick with your word and things.
So
like
he
that.
Was wrong just like you were wrong with your husband.
Absolutely. I think so.
All right, Elaine. Hey, thanks for calling.
Wow.
Lisa from Palatka. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Elisa, what's your take on this whole weird situation?
He can buy me the earrings, the perfume, and the crib. I'd be happy.
Yeah. He's like, give it, I want it all.
I mean, he's just...
I would have dinner cooked when he got home. He would wonder why I was so nice till Christmas. I wouldn't even have said anything.
Oh, you would have just...
I know, I mean, like, that's so nice.
I would have put him back in the drawer, man. Red carpet till Christmas.
Yeah. Man, I wonder why my wife's been dressed in lingerie and, you know, dipping strawberries in chocolate every night.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, yeah, I'd love another beer, honey. Emily from the West Side, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great, Emily. What do you want to say?
I just want to say she should stop complaining. In her case, she's very...
Oh, you should get a new phone.
Yeah, that hopefully seems your boyfriend, to be a trend today.
Hopefully your boyfriend... I mean, it's 2016.
I know, like...
I don't understand it.
What's the deal?
I really don't get it. I can FaceTime people in Bangladesh and hear them perfectly, but somebody can't call me from the West Side.
I don't get it either.
By the way, you didn't ask who was FaceTiming me from Bangladesh.
Oh, who was FaceTiming
me
from...
Nobody, I was
just
dead.
Oh, my God.
Justina!
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Justina, what do you want to say about this whole thing?
I want to say that he did a good job, a good deed, and that you should suck it up because not many people or guys do that for their girlfriend or wives. I wish I had somebody that would do that for me.
Yeah,
I think so does Megan.
A lot of women. I mean, I have a good person. I'm just saying, like, a lot of girls would appreciate that instead of think of it as being like something bad.
Exactly.
She's just selfish. She's thinking of herself because she wasn't nice enough to get him something.
Yeah. Well, that's her own guilt, though. She should just be happy she's getting it.
Exactly.
Hey,
give it to me.
Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Yeah, we have a line of...
Half the women are saying, give it to me. I'll take it.
We have a line of women who want to date Chris.
Yeah.
Jamie from the West Side. Hi, Jamie. What's your take? What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. She should not be mad at that man at all. Because me and my husband, we've been together for 10 years, and that man has yet to purchase me anything for Christmas.
Nothing?
Oh, what?
Not a one.
He's never gotten you a Christmas present ever?
Ever.
Oh, my God. Why? Do you say, hey, like, do you get him anything?
Yeah.
What? That's so...
What about birthdays? Does he get you birthday presents?
No, he's only purchased me a Mother's Day present. 1 year.
Out of 10?
Out of 10 years.
Hang on, we have some divorce attorneys we're going to put you through.
Oh my gosh.
Justin, get her the number for, you know, anyone. I do. All right, it seems like most people are thinking this is a good thing and not a bad thing, and she's got to chillax. So let's go break that news to her. Well, look, Dana, a lot of people are saying, hey, just, you know, shut up and say thank you, and... Don't complain that your boyfriend is really, really nice to you, because most women don't even get one gift.
Yeah, you're very lucky that you're getting that.
Megan speaks from experience.
Both of those things.
You know, yes, I think it's very sweet, and yes, I am a very lucky lady. Like, Chris is, I love him, and he's a total sweetheart, but I just wish that, you know, we had stuck to what we agreed upon. That's kind of, the earrings are great. But communication in a relationship is even better.
Yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. All right. Merry Christmas and good luck to you both. It's the Big A Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.